Today's shiur was given by Rabbi Schlesinger last Thursday night, which was Zion Adar. Zion Adar was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and it was also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. He passed away from this world. It was also the day that my daughter in Lakewood had a baby.
Oh, my God.
So we had on Zion Adar, Blumi Landau was born, and we want to dedicate the shiur to understanding Zion Adar and Purim, and also what we learn from Parshas Kisisa, where Chazal tell us the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin. The other week we spoke about Haman min HaTorah Minayin. Where do you know a remez for Haman? The Gemara also asks, is there a hint to Mordechai HaTzadik from the Torah? And the Gemara says, yes, there is. Because one of the four spices that was used in the Shemen HaMishcha, there was a special anointing oil that was used in the Mishkan to sanctify all the vessels. So one of those spices was called Mor Doror. And the Targum Unclus on the words Mor Doror translates it into Aramaic with the words Moradachia. So Moradachia is more sounds like Mordechai. So it's a nice hint, but as always, there's something deeper. There's a deeper meaning, and that's what we want to try to discover. What's the connection between the spices that were used to make the special oil in the Mishkan and Mordechai HaTzadik? It sounds the same, Moradachia, Mordechai, but there must be a deeper connection. So that's the first thing we're going to try to explain. Now, concerning what we mentioned, that on Zion Adar, that's the day that Moshe was born, and the day that Moshe died. Now, the Gemara Masechta Megillah tells us that Haman went through all the months and was trying to figure out what is the best month that we can destroy the Jewish people. And every month didn't work out until he got to Adar. And Adar, he was very happy. And the lottery came out on that month that he planned to kill the final solution of the Jewish people. So he was very happy. Why? Because that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. So you see, it's not a good month for the Jewish people. The Gemara says that he didn't know Haman that on the month and on the day Zion Adar, when Moshe passed away, that was the same month and day that Moshe was born. So we'll explain this Chazal a little later, towards the end of this year. But the Chassam Sofer, in spite of what the Gemara says, the Chassam Sofer says that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Adar is a good month for the Jewish people. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on that month. And also, there's something else that happened special in Adar, and that is that it says, Vayhi b'yom ha-shmini, on the eighth day of the Miluyim, there were 8 days when the Mishkan was consecrated, the Chanukah's Mishkan, and on the eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So when did the 8 days start? The 23rd of Adar, 7 days earlier. So Adar has two great things about it. A, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. B, you had the 7 days in Adar of the dedication of the consecration of the Mishkan. The eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but the first 7 days was in Adar. So what did Haman do, says the Chassam Sofer, with these two good things? He should have said Adar is not a good month to hurt the Jews. They have these two good things. So the Chassam Sofer says that the year in which Purim fell, the first Purim, should have been a leap year. It was scheduled to be a leap year, which means that there's two Adars, like we have this year, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So Haman decided, you know what? I'm going to attack the Jews in Adar Rishon. The Schus There's a big question in the poskim, the commentaries. When do you celebrate all the dinim that you have in Ador? Under Rishon, or do you do it under Sheni? Now, we, of course, do it, we read the Megillah, for example, in Ador Sheni. And Chassam Sofer says most things you have to keep in Ador Sheni, the month that's closest to Nisan. And in fact, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, the Yaivitz, as he's called, says that concerning Zion Nisan, what's the main birthday or yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it Zion Adar, rather? Zion Adar is the main yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu in the first Adar, or is the main one the second Adar? He says the main one is the second Adar, just like the main Purim is the second Adar, which we are in now. And why is that? Because it says that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the Bnei Yisrael still ate from the mon in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Which Ador was that? That was the Ador that was right next to Nisan. They still ate, I believe it was for another 30 days, as they entered into Eretz Yisrael, in the schus of the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. That means Moshe Rabbeinu had just been Nifter in the Ador closest to Nisan. So that's why when we speak about Zion Ador, the main yortzeit, is the second Ador. So Haman thought that he was going to chop the Jews. Why? That's what it says in the Megillah. He planned lahashmid laharoy gulaabid as kol haYehudim bechodesh neim aser, the 12th month, hu chodesh Ador. That's the month of Ador. The question is, we know what the 12th month is. If you ask any Jew, if something happened the 12th month of the year, what month is that? They're not going to say Shvat. They're not going to say Nisan. They're going to say Ador. Why did the Megillah have to repeat Hu Ador? The answer is because originally it was supposed to be, that year was supposed to be a leap year. There were really 13 months. And Haman was a Talmud Chacham. And Haman said, you know when the Schus of the Moshe will be. You know when the Schus of the Miluyim will be. The dedication and consecration of the Mishkan, that's the second Ador. But I'm going to plan to kill the Jews on the first Ador, which will come out, it's the 12th month, but who Chodesh Ador? It's still Ador. But it's an Ador where I don't have the advantage of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Miluyim. So he thought he got the Jews. So what did Mordechai? What did he say? No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be Mevatel, the second Ador. There's only going to be one Ador. If there's only one Ador, then what do we have back? We have the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the Schus of the Miluyim. And in fact, Haman was defeated in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Chassam Sofer says. He brings down further that it says in the Megillah, Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka Basavichail, Umordechai Yehudi, as Kol Toikev, Lakayim as Igeres Apurim Azois, Hashenis. So this is going after the Nesapurim. What was going to happen the second year? So they wrote down the whole story of the Megillah in the Megillah, and they were going to keep this holiday till today. Till Mashiach, it says even when Mashiach will come and all the Yom Tovim will be bottled, there's a Chazal that says, but Purim will not be bottled. Purim will remain. So from this word Hashenis, second, Chazal learn out that in a regular year, when do you read the Megillah? Hashenis, the second month. They see a remez, a hint, that you have to go to the second month. I mean, the word actually second here is referring to the second year following the first year when the miracle of Purim took place. But the Chazal see a hint also that if you have a choice, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, you should do it during Adar Sheni. So, the Chassam Sofer says that the next year was certainly a leap year. If the year before should have been a leap year, which means when the Chachamim decide based, for example, the main consideration is, will Pesach fall out in the spring? If you see that Pesach is going to fall out too early in the winter, you have to add another month to push off Pesach so that it's Chodesh Aviv. It has to be when everything starts blooming, when you have the spring. So really, last year should have been the Adar Sheni, but Haman had a strategy to make it an Adar Rishon. So Mordechai outsmarted Haman by saying it's not going to be an Adar Sheni, there's only going to be one Adar. But the next year was certainly, if they wouldn't have made it Adar Sheni, Pesach would have come very, very early, too early in the wintertime. They had to make it Adar Sheni. So that's what it says in the Megillah. Hipil pur hu agoral lifnei Haman miyoyim liyoyim mechaydish lechaydish shnei maser hu chaydish ador. In other words, lifnei Haman, when they made the goral in front of Haman, Haman was right. In which month is he destroying the Jews? Chas shalom, he's going to destroy them in the 12th month, which is Ador. It's also Ador because it's Adar Rishon. That was lifnei Haman. That's what happened when Haman did it. There was an Adar Sheni. When Mordechai discovered what Haman was planning, he outsmarted Haman. He says, no, with the power of Chazal, with the power of the Chachamim, we're going to say, no, there's only one Ador. But then the second year, we're going to have to make two Adors. And that's why we learn out, Sheinis, that when you have a choice in the second year, now you have to have two Adors. Which Ador are you going to read the Megillah? Sheinis. You're going to read it in Adar Sheni. So from all this, we see that so the Chassam Sofer says a very important point. Really, we keep both Purims. We have the regular Purim, which we're going to have Mircham in a few days, but we also, in Adar Rishon, we have what's called Purim Katan, the small Purim. Purim Katan is Usher Behesped Vatinus. You're not allowed to fast on it. Like a Yom Tov, a holiday, you don't fast. If Chas Shalom, someone is Nifter, you don't make a Hesped on that day. And some even say you should make a Mishneh. You should have a small Suda on Purim Katan. So it's not only that we keep Purim, let's call it Purim Gadol, the big Purim that we're going to have in a few days, but last month's Purim we also keep. Why do we keep two Purims? The answer is, we keep Adar Rishon Purim because that was the month that should have been Adar Rishon. According to Haman's calculations, it was going to be an Adar Rishon, and he wouldn't have a problem with Moshe's birthday. But what happened in actuality, that it was the Ador closest to Nisan, because they only made one Ador. So therefore, the main one, as we said, is Adar Sheni. But that's why we keep both, because one was potentially, was supposed to be Adar Rishon. Actually, it was the Ador closest to Nisan, which when you have two Adors, which Ador is that? That is Adar Sheni. The main point out of all this is that the main Zion Ador is the one that we just had last Friday, and the Yortzeit of Moshe is Zion Ador in Adar Sheni, the one that's closest to Nisan. Perhaps there is a common theme between Mordechai, which we learned out from the Psamim, which we mentioned, Mordror, that particular spice, is called in the Targum Moradachia. It sounds like the name of Mordechai. And also Purim, and the birthday and the Yortzeit of Moshe, perhaps there's a common link that is going to link them all together. Now, the Chassam Sofer tells us, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that from Purim, Mikan Moidor L'Araisa, when the Jews were Mekabel with willingness, it says they Hader Kiblu Bimei Achashverosh, Kimu V'Kiblu Ayehudim. The Jews were Mekabel the Torah. So they were Mekabel it in the days of Achashverosh. The Chazal say that when the Jews originally were Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, Kof Aleim Har Kigigas, Hashem took a mountain, he ripped up a mountain, and he put it on top of the heads of the Jewish people, and he said to them, either you're Mekabel the Torah, good. If not, this is your end. I'm going to put the mountain down on you and the end of the Jewish people. You have to accept the Torah. So the question is, what do you mean you have to accept the Torah? It says in the Torah itself that we said, Nasa v'nishma. We'll do it. We don't even know what it says there. Whatever you, Hashem, tells us to do, we will do. So everybody asked the question, it says like this: in Purim, kimu v'kibla Yehudim, they accepted upon themselves what previously they had accepted by force. Now they did it willingly. That's what it says. Mikan moidor rabbul araisa, which means they're here from the fact that it says they now accepted it willingly, is a proof that originally they accepted it by force. The question is, they didn't accept it by force. Nasa v'nishma. So the Medrash Tanchuma gives a famous answer that Torah shebiksav, they accepted willingly, the written Torah. Torah shebalpeh, the oral Torah, that they did not accept willingly. That Hashem had to force them to take. The Chasam Sofer says, I have a remez to this in the Chumash itself. By Torah shebiksav, it says that they said Nasa v'nishma, willingly. But in Parshas Veschanon, there it speaks about Torah Shebal Peh. And it says, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Krav at, we don't want to hear, we're not able to hear directly from Hashem. Krav at Oshmas, Kol Asher Yom Hashem Elokeinu, you, Moshe, listen to whatever Hashem is going to tell us. Va'at Tedaber Aleinu, and you should speak to us. As Kol Asher Yidaber Hashem Elokeinu Elecha, whatever Hashem tells you. Vishamanu Ve'asinu, we will listen and we will do. So the Chasam Sofer points out here it's just the opposite. It's not Nase v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. Here it's the opposite. Vishamanu, we will hear, and then v'asinu, we will do. So the Chasam Sofer says beautifully, by Torah Shebiksav, which they hear from, which is written from Hashem in the Torah, Beferish, distinctly, Nasa v'nishma. Because we know, we have faith in Hashem. He's not going to give us something that's too hard for us. We will do whatever Hashem says. But when it comes to what you, Moshe, are going to tell us over, that's already Torah Shebal Peh. That's what you heard from Hashem. That's the oral Torah. There, vishamanu, we will hear it, means that we don't want to trust the Chachamim. How do I know we could trust the Chachamim? They want us to do something. We have to yahararu. We have to think about it. Give me a couple of days to think it over, to make a decision. V'yifakbeku al takonosam. These are the words of the Chasam Sofer. We will weigh it back and forth, should we accept it or not. Ulai lo yishru beinei. Maybe they won't like it. So that's why they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'shamanu. First, we got to hear what you have to say. We'll think about it. We'll come back in a couple of days. We'll let you know if we're going to accept it or not. Then, vasinu, we'll see if we're going to do it or not. On that, Hashem said, no. You're not going to decide on Torah Shebal Peh, even Torah Shebal Peh. You're going to do it by force. But when it came to Mordechai and Esther in the story of Purim, so the Chasam Sofer explains, Mordechai did something which Klal Yisrael didn't like. They thought he was wrong. Knesset Yisrael said, Re'u ma osa li Yehuda deloy harag David l'shimi, demisyalid menei Mordechai. Look what Yehuda did. David comes from Yehuda. David did not kill Shimi. Shimi cursed David, and yet David did not kill him. And as a result, Mordechai Yehudi, it says in the Megillas Esther, comes from Shimi. And the Jews were very upset at Mordechai, as we're soon going to learn from the Michtav Meliyo. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. He wouldn't bow down to Haman. So there's a question, was Mordechai from Shevet Yehuda, or was he from Shevet Binyamin? So Chazal say they criticized Mordechai from Yehuda and Mordechai from Binyamin. Both did no good. Because Shaul came from Binyamin and Shaul didn't kill Agag, the king of Amalek. And from that came out Haman. And on the other hand, Mordechai was from Yehuda. He came from David, who didn't kill Shimei. From Shimei came out who? The terrible person, the Gadol Ador, Mordechai. Mordechai, though, is the one who doesn't bow down. He's putting the whole Jewish people in danger. Sakonis nefashos, as we're going to elaborate in a minute from the Michtav Meliyo. So they were terribly upset against Mordechai Yehudi. Look what he did. So, but then with their own eyes they saw. What's the end of the story of Purim? Umordecha yatsa malifnei amelech belvush malchus. He was wearing kingly clothing. Tcheles v'chur v'aterezov gedol. He had a big golden crown on his head. The end of the story is that Mordechai the tzaddik, he did the right thing. He didn't bow down to Haman. Was the right decision. They were wrong. So, at the end, as we'll soon see, they listened to Das Torah. This shir was a follow-up of last week's shir. If those who were here at last week's shir was about the big event, the concert that was canceled, which the 33 Gedolim wrote that no one should go to that concert, and the concert was canceled. And there was much criticism against the Gedolim. Rabbi, I've gone to Rabbi Schlesinger's shir for over a year now, I think. I never remember him repeating something in two shiurim. But he apparently felt that this is so important that it has to be stressed in two shiurim from different sources. But the idea is the same, to listen to Gedolei Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael eventually listened to the Gedolim. And therefore, kimu v'kiblu. Kimu means we did. V'kiblu means we accept. Now, by b'mei Mordechai, nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is in the words kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim. Kimu nasa, v'kiblu is nishma. We're not going to listen first and then do, but we're going to do, we're going to listen to the Gedolei Yisrael, what they tell us to do, and then we will think about it later. But our doing is not contingent upon our understanding or not. Now, the Michtav Meliyo, which I mentioned, I didn't know Rabbi Schlesinger was going to mention this Michtav Meliyo. I added it at the end of last week's year. The Michtav Meliyo has a whole thing in Chelik Aleph of Michtav Meliyo from Rabbi Eliyo Dessler on page 75. He has a whole letter here about someone who criticized the Gedolei Yisrael, and he has here 3 pages about Amunas Chachamim. And he says, I'll show you how great Amunas Chachamim is. Now, people who criticize the Gedolim in this matter with the concert, and Rabbi Schlesinger makes a beautiful analogy between the Gedolim who said, don't go to the concert. There was a concert called The Big Event. From Lippa Schmelzer. And Lippa Schmelzer, I said last week, the big event was that he listened to the Gedolei Yisrael. He lost a lot of money. I think they're trying to help him get back the money. But the point is, he listened to the Gedolei, 33 Gedolei, they didn't want, one of the reasons, there are many reasons, but one of the reasons is because a lot of his music is influenced by Goyish music. And they felt that, it's a hangout, whatever, many reasons, but it's very similar to what Mordechai said, don't go to the Suda of Achashverosh. So Rav Michtav Yo quotes from Rav Simcha Zissel Brody of Kelm. Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the altar of Kelm. And he says, the story in the Megillah that takes a half hour, 45 minutes to read in Shul, really took place over 9 years. It was from the 3rd year of Achashverosh's reign until the 12th year. In the 3rd year, he made a big party. So he says, many people, even people greater than us, would not make the connect, what we call today, there's a disconnect between the third year, the events that happened during the 3rd year, and the events that happened during the 12th year. The only one who put them together, who connected the dots, is Mordechai. Mordechai figured out that what happened in the year 12 of Achashverosh was connected to year 3. What does it say? It says that he did this, of course, says the Mishnah, through Ruach HaKodesh, and he knew it's all connected. Mordechai told the Jews, usher to go to the Mishnah of Achashverosh. And he says, don't go, because the Medrash says that Haman told Achashverosh, you want to get the Jews? Make a party. Ugzor aleim sheyavoyu kulum v'yoichlu v'yishtu v'yasu kritzoinim. As it says in the Megillah, lasis kritzoin ish v'ish. Any kind of food you want. You want glut, kosher, l'mahadrin, mina mahadrin. This is the shita of we're going to see the Magid Meshorim. There are those who say that they ate things that were cooked by a goy, or Yayin Nesach, wine poured by a goy, or... But this is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in a sefer he wrote called Magid Meshorim, which is a Magid came to him from Shamayim and taught the Beis Yosef certain unbelievable things in the Torah. And he wrote those things down in a sefer, Magid Meshorim. And Magid Meshorim says they ate kosher l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. However, there were 18,500 people, as Reb Schlesinger said, who bought tickets. They're going to the event, and they say to Mordechai, they say, number one, he's equating the concert to the story of Mordechai. Number one, they're separate seating. Number two, we're kashul mahadrin mahadrin. Number three, the proceeds go all to tzedakah. Number four, there might even be a shear that's given over there. And number five, the greatest of all, it's pikuach nefesh. As Rav Simcha Zissel says, imagine everyone from all over, from all 127 countries come to the big party, the big event. By Achashverosh, there's a big event. And the Jews are going to be the only ones who are not going to come. He will kill out the Jewish people. It's pikuach nefesh. And Mordechai said, don't go. I ask you to go. And then, what happened? Did anything bad happen to the Jews? Those 18,500 that went to the party, did anything bad happen? Nothing happened. For 9 years, everything's quiet. All of a sudden, Haman of Russia says that I want you, every Jew, everybody in the whole kingdom, to bow down to me. There was only one person who didn't bow down. Mordechai, lo yichre v'lo yishtachaveh. What did the Jews say to Mordechai then? You are putting us in danger. Amar le Yisrael, the Yisrael said to Mordechai, tehei yodeya she'atom apilonu b'cherev shalzeh Russia. You are putting us into the sword of that Russia. And what happened? Right after, and by the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tosus there says that he had on him something which was not a real Avodah Zarah. It looked like it was an Avodah Zarah. It was a Maris HaAyin. It wasn't a real... So they said to Mordechai, you're a fanatic. Because of your chumrah that you don't want to bow down because it looks like an Avodah Zarah, even though it's not really an Avodah Zarah, you're going to endanger the lives of all the Jews. And what happened right after Mordechai didn't bow down? Lahashmid lahargas kol ha'yudim, one day to kill out all the Jews. So if, says the Rab Simcha Zissel of Kalm, he says, if we were to take a vote, like they today I saw in the paper, 3 out of 4 people in the United States said that we are in a recession. If we were to take a vote, we would have probably not 3 out of 4 Jews, we would have 99.999 would say, here's the choice. Why is Lahashmi Lahargal Abed? Why is this happening to you? Is it happening because Mordechai didn't bow down and he endangered the Jewish people? Or is it happening because you didn't listen to Mordechai when he said, don't go to that party? Because you know why the Medrash says, why does he want you to go to the party? Because Haman gave an etzah to Achashverosh. That even though it's glatt kosher, but you're getting it from a party of a goy. You, and this is the same problem that you have with the concert. It has goyish influences, and you're going to be yonek. You're going to be nursing from that zuama, the Medrash says, from that goyish effect. So the same the party there, the same the concert. So if you were to ask someone, is it because of what Mordechai said, don't go to the party, 9 years ago, nothing has happened for 9 years? Or is it right now that you Mordechai refused on a Maris eye and it looks like Avodah Zarah? Which one? Take a vote? 99.99 would say, of course it's for, right? They put the expression, b'chush, you could see with your eyes that it's because of Mordechai Leichrolish. It's obvious. He didn't bow down. Next day, right away, or the same day, Haman made Xerah to kill out all the Jews. Of course it's because of Mordechai didn't bow down. And the truth is that it only looks that way. And that's why we're told when we concerning Gedolim, it says in Chumash, La Yasser Yamin Usmoil. You shouldn't go right or left for what a Gadol tells you. Says the Sefri, Afilo Aymerloch, Ayamin Shu Smoil, Val Smoil Shu Yamin. Even if he tells you on your right hand it's your left hand, your left hand's your right hand. Means you think, it appears to you. So, by the concert also, it appears there are some people who said that the Gedolim don't know, you know, they don't know what a concert's all about. It's going to be separate seating and separate entrances. It's going to be everything glut kosher. And they don't know. They don't know the reality. So says the Michtav Melio that Avala Emes Loi Haisa came. That wasn't the truth. That which appeared as if it's real, it was an illusion, it was a fantasy, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned last year the Chazal, that the Satan has a power of illusion, and he made the bed go in heaven as if Moshe Rabbeinu had died, even though Moshe didn't die. That's one of the powers that a Satan has to make us do averus. So it appears that Mordechai—it's Mordechai's fault. You know what was the truth? 9 years ago, you did an aver. Hashem waited 9 years. You want to see if you do tshuva? Mordechai was the only one who connected the two together. The Yetzer was dancing in front of the Jews, trying to make them fall for the illusion. Look, you see, it's Mordechai's fault. It's not your fault with the Suda. So, but later, to the good credit of the Jewish people, when it came the time when Mordechai said, and Esther, they said, Leich Knois Kol Yudim, everybody should fast for 3 days, And one of the pshatim is that the 3-day fast was to cleanse themselves from what they had benena from the suda of Achashverosh, which was Haman's plan. That enjoyment that they got from that party, now by fasting for 3 days, that will fix it up. So they could have kept on deriding Mordechai and saying, you're wrong, you don't know what you're talking about. They agreed. They said, we're going to listen to you. And at the end, they saw that in fact, Mordechai went out with the golden crown, that the tzaddik who said, the reason why we have to do tshuva is because we're getting too close to the goyim. And he brings a chazoin ish. The chazoin ish says, there's people who say, I will listen to a rav or a gadol when it comes to basar b'cholov. If my spoon, my milk spoon went into the fleshy pot, I listen to a gadol. But when it comes to things of, the Chazon Ish calls it chaye shuk, life in the marketplace. What does the gadol know about that? He knows his Gemara, he knows his Yoredeya. But what does he know about daily life? Nothing. There I'm just as big, if not bigger than him, whatever my da says. So that was what the Jews did tshuva on. They listened to Mordechai, and at the end, Hashem accepted their tshuva. But Chesorin HaKoros HaZbatlus L'Umas Rabbeinu. The Michtam Elio says, if we're not mevatl ourselves to our Rebbeim, Zehu Shoyrish Kol Chattas Utchila Kol Churban Rachman Litzlan. And the Chazon Ish says that was the problem of the Jews of Germany, of reform movement. That was their, not to listen to the Gedolei Yisrael, and to be close to the Goyim. And that's what Chas V'Shalom brought about the great Holocaust. He says, it's not when you listen to the Gadol. Listen to the Gadol. His das through the Torah is much greater than your das. That's not going to bring tragedy. It wasn't that Mordechai said, I'm not going to bow down. It was what the chet that you didn't listen to Mordechai when he said, don't go there. That's what brings about the tragedy. This is the lesson of the Michtam Elio. Now, Rav Schlesinger said, and we have to close momentarily. Rav Schlesinger said, this is a beautiful pshat, that the connection of Mordechai to Moradachya, we said it's like the psamim, and the Targum translate Moradachya. So the connection is, there were 4 psamim. 2 of them, it says, to take 500 shekel, the weight of 500 coins. And that was the Mor drawer, and another one called Kedub. The other 2 psamim that went into this mixture, there you were supposed to take 250. And what were those? Those were Kinmon Basem, that was one of them, and Kinei Basem. Those you took 250. Rashi explains, you took 250 times two. So you wound up with 500. Two of them, Mora Dror and Kedah, you took 500 in one shot. The other two, you took two times 250. Why were these taken one time 500? Because whenever you took a psamim, you had to give 500, you had to give 501. You had to make it way over that it for sure wouldn't be less than 500. It had to be 500 plus. You had to err on the side that you for sure have 500, not 499.9. So you had to tilt it a little. So he says, Mordechai is from Mora Dachia, Mora Dror, one times 500. What does that mean? The Sefer base Divrei Yisrael says a beautiful pshat. We have only Vanachnu Kairim Umishtachavim Lufnei Melech Malchim Amloch Magash Baruch. We bow down, we are we bend to Hashem, Hachra, only by Hashem. We don't have any other, there's no other being or no other cause that we bend down towards. We only bend to Hashem. So that's why Keda also, the other one, means bowing down. So Keda means we only bow in the service of Hashem. We have one thing in mind, Hashem, nothing else. That's why Mordechai, lo yichav lo yishtachav, there are those who say, okay, the Gedolim know what they're talking about, but this is a different generation. You can't, if you don't let them go to concerts, there's risks, who knows what they're going to do. The Rabbanim have to bend a little. That's the lesson of Mordechai, lo yichav lo yishtachav. Mordechai bows only to one. That's why, that's the connection to the psalmim. By the psalmim, which represents Moradachya Mordechai, by Keda, the other one, that bowing only to one Hashem, one time 500, not twice. So, and this is, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is also called Avigdor. What does Avigdor mean? He's the father who is goder, who makes a fence of the pritzos of Klaishra, of the breaches in the fence. Moshe Rabbeinu is Avigdor. He is the Gadol. He is the Das Torah that breaches, that fixes the breach in the fence. He is Avi Geder. That's what a Chazal is. Now we will close with this vort of the Yarist Vash. Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, he says on that Gemara that we mentioned, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar. Haman didn't know that he was born on Zion Adar. You know what that means? So everybody asks, first of all, he couldn't find out. The same like he found out Zion Adar he died, he could find out that he was born. And even if he found out he was born, but he died, so why isn't it a good month for against the Jews? The answer is, Haman knew that Moshe was born on Zion Adar. But he thought, one shot is, he thought that if Moshe dies, that's the end, like a Russia, that's the end. He didn't know that Gedolim Tzadikim Misasim Yosef Chayim. A Tzadik, when he dies, he influences the world even more than when he was alive. That's one shot. The second shot, which Rabbi Yonatan and Ibershit says, is he didn't realize that there's another Moshe, and another Moshe. Who's that? Chazal, the rabbis, the Talmid Chachamim, when they say something good, it says in the Gemara, Moshe Shapir Ka'amrat, Moshe, you said very good. The Chachamim are referred to Moshe also. So Haman's mistake was, he thought it's all the Schus of Moshe. Once Moshe dies, there's no more Schus. No, there is a Schus. The Schus is of Yeshua, the Schus is of Shmuel, the Schus is of all the Rambam, all the Gedolim that follow Moshe Rabbeinu, they're also called Moshe. And the connection between all of these things, Zion Adar, Purim, Mordechai, there's one connection, and that is the power of the Gedol Yisrael. Even if we think we see that they're wrong, we should know they're really right. And the biggest proof of that is the story of Mordechai telling the Jews not to go to the Suda, and they thought it was Mordechai's fault that there was a Gzeir of Haman, and really, Chazal say it was the fault of Klal Yisrael that they had Hanah. So we have to realize that the Chachmei HaTorah, we have to mivatel ardas kimu v'kiblu, nasa v'nishma, not only on Torah Shabbat, but even on Torah Shabbat that the Gedol Yisrael tell us. That's the main lesson that we have to get from Zion Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avigdor. He is the father who knows when to close the gap, the breach, and he tells us, don't go there, we have to listen and not to go there. We should be Zaychid al-Yehudim, Ayesha, Ayra, V'simcha, V'sasim, V'kar.